I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Is a special hour of KSL's Unrivaled, the Pac-12 Championship. All the angles, all the strategy, the biggest talk about the biggest game on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It is KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Alex Keery. He is Mitch Harper to my right here. Scott Mitchell, of course, on a plane today to the Pac-12 Championship that kicks off tomorrow. We'll already be an hour into tomorrow's Pac-12 Championship game. And, yes, it's a special hour. We're going to be talking a lot of Utes right here. And it's really uncomfortable for Mitch Harper, who's sitting to my right, who is our Cougar Sports Saturday host. He's also our BYU insider across all of the platforms that we have. Let me see what else. How else do I – I already asked your Mitchites, the people who are – Mitch Harper, do you say lovers? Is that appropriate?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. The lovers of Mitch Harper content, I would say. But no, I'm glad to be here, Alex, because this is a big night in terms of getting ready for a huge game in college football here in the state of Utah. These opportunities don't come very often, so I'm excited to be here with you tonight and talk all about it.
Even more so because we are here in Utah County tonight at the Warehouse. We come out, of course, periodically, and we would love for you to come down and get some awesome deals at the Warehouse. 86 East University Parkway in Orem. It's the old Toys R Us warehouse, and we are boop right there in the middle of it. You can come over here and fight Mitch about BYU topics and Utah topics, because the reality is Mitch is our BYU insider, but he might know more than pretty much anybody else about any other sports topic. So that's why we bring you here.
I would like to think I know a little bit more than maybe a guy like Paul Feinbaum. I think I know a little bit more. I bring more to the table than old Paul. I think I know a little bit more than that guy.
Scott calls him. He's now officially, what's his name? Paul Feinstein? Paul Feinboom? That was what we got last night. There was a Feinboom in there. There were all sorts of things. So we've got a lot to talk about. Let's kick off the show here right now talking about Utah in that Pac-12 championship. It's a 7:05 cut. Let's do it.
The Cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. It's 7:05. Here's what made the cut.
Utah and Oregon. Biggest game, certainly, in recent memory for Utes fans. But here's the question, though, Mitch. Is this the most important game in the history of Utah football? And where does it land in that conversation about the most important game in the history of this Utah football team? Now, part of that is that, and if this is your biggest game, and certainly you can argue that it's at least a close second or third maybe, but we're talking about the thing that is kicking against you the most and possibly booting you out, and we'll get to some of the analytics on how the Utes do and do not make it into that college football playoff. First thing you got to do is beat Oregon. And so where does it land when it comes down to it? Where is this game on the list of important games in Utah history?
There's no question, Alex. This is the most important game in the history of Utah football. And the reason why is because a national championship potentially is on the line. You're talking about an appearance on the line in the college football playoffs. So that alone puts this game as the greatest game in terms of importance in Utah football history. You could bring up 2008 TCU when you're talking about an undefeated season and that undefeated TCU team as well, but this game has a lot more significance.
What about playing in Alabama in the Sugar Bowl or a Fiesta Bowl
match? Because Alabama didn't care to be there. They didn't want to be there at that Sugar Bowl. So to me, that's kind of got like a little bit of an asterisk in my opinion, because Alabama was half invested in that game.
You know what? I think it's kind of nice because for Alabama, they did put an asterisk on there. Paul Feinbaum made a couple calls, and wherever Utah is in those record books, they always have a little bit of an asterisk next to them. But what I mean, those capped off undefeated seasons in the Mountain West, which is a very different deal. Playing in the Pac-12, going to the Pac-12 championship game. Here's why this game is so huge too. And I'll tell you why this is a massive thing you got to do if you're Ute fans. I want to just give you a couple reasons to be nervous. One, this is not just the best team that Utah has played so far this year. It's by far the better team, the best team that they've played this year. I'm sorry, USC was pretty good, but they lost to them. But they aren't even nearly as good as that team. Or USC isn't nearly as good as this Oregon team was. So I think that this is going to be a tough go, tougher than you might be thinking. Because there are a lot of people who are going, all right, win by three touchdowns and move on. How much have we heard that in the last couple of days where people just go, they just assign Utah into that college football playoff discussion on Sunday morning, and that's a tough thing to do. Now, Kyle Whittingham does not overlook any team, and I know he'll be ready for it. But let me tell you why this is a really difficult deal. Somehow, the way that it's set up, Oregon loses this football game. They might not go. They might go to the Rose Bowl. They win this football game. They're going to the Rose Bowl. Utah loses this game, and let me tell you how forgettable a year where you go to the Alamo Bowl will suddenly get. And that's why winning this game is so important, because the free fall of where this team lands and how good it is in its history goes real far south, because this is the best team we've ever seen come out of Utah. And if they lose tomorrow night against Oregon, it's going to be a two-loss, very forgettable South Division champs, yay, type of a team.
And suddenly you're talking about if they don't get the job done, an unfinished business season. That's been the theme this year. Suddenly you think, why did Zach Moss and all these guys come back if they're not going to get the job done? I mean, would they even play in an Alamo Bowl if they got to that type of game? I mean, because this would be a colossal failure if they lost to a team like Oregon. And the thing is, I don't like how Oregon suddenly being disrespected. I think Oregon has quite a bunch of talents, particularly at the skill position. So Utah hasn't seen a team like Oregon, as you mentioned. I mean, USC, they had their third string quarterback and they beat Utah, and because of those excellent wide receivers that they had. But I do
which
think
you won't see much. You won't see nearly as much of a course against Oregon tomorrow.
Well, I do think though Utah has made significant leaps forward since that USC game, and there's no question.
And
dominance.
Because of the USC game,
right?
I mean, that's what Kyle Whittingham's like signature is. It's like, oh, we lost that game. You will never. They put Tim Tebow would be excited about the speech that was made after that game. You'll never see somebody work harder. You're gonna see a plaque go up there from like Tyler Huntley outside of the of Rice-Eccles Stadium, because they've played inspired ball since then. But my thing is with the way that it sits, and with Oregon, you said they've been disrespected. I think that we kind of knew that they had been faking it. The whole question was, are they going to be able to not trip up before the Pac-12 championship game, because none of this conversation about Oklahoma would ever be happening if Utah beat a number 5 Oregon team as they were number 4 in the college football playoff rankings. So there's that whole part. I knew, but I said it from the beginning. Justin Herbert, this amazing first-round quarterback we've been waiting to see, we have not seen him. We've seen some flashes of brilliance, but their biggest problem are the mistakes that he's made on offense. And if you're talking about a defense that's going to score on Oregon tomorrow and has a possibility of getting a pick 6 against a Justin Herbert, it's going to be this Utah team. I said it. They're going to force 2 turnovers, and one of them's going to go to the house. Guaranteed tomorrow, and that's before the game even gets going.
And who would have thought, too, Alex, because before the season, a lot of talk was made about Utah and Oregon potentially being in this setting, but who would have thought that Tyler Huntley would be the better quarterback, the more discussed quarterback than Justin Herbert? Because Tyler Huntley now named a Manning Award finalist. He's in the conversation potentially for the Heisman. I know Utah's putting that out there. I think that might still be a little bit of a reach.
What's the Manning Award? Is it like a
quarterback award?
Is it a quarterback award?
Yes.
Or is it like a he got a lot of great charity going in his community?
Might be the best for commercials. I mean,
okay.
He's got that that voice for commercials, I guess.
He does, yes. Okay. Well, so it is weird because You're going to have bad weather tomorrow. That's a guarantee. Everybody says 100% chance of rain, 20-mile-an-hour winds. Where does that add up? And this is something that I asked Scott Mitchell today, and we'll hear some of that conversation that we had a little bit earlier in just a little while. But I think that the weather tomorrow is going to be a problem. Does it benefit Utah or Oregon tomorrow in the style of play that each team has?
I think it benefits Utah because Utah is a physical team in the trenches. And to me, when you talk about bad weather, that always benefits the team that's got more physicality up front. And that's definitely Utah compared to the Ducks, who I still have questions about in regards to how physical of a football team they are. I know Mario Cristobal has tried to make it seem like they're a new type of program in terms of that physicality, but I'm still skeptical when it comes to the Ducks in the trenches.
57500 is the text number. That's how you can join in the program this evening. We're hanging out live at the warehouse here in Orem, 86 East University Parkway. It's in the old Toys R Us building, and we're just planted smack dab on a couple of recliners here. When Scott's here, he's laying down. I mean, we have a full-on adjustable bed for him. We get the sheets out. We get a pillow. Everything's all set out for him. But we want you to come down, and I want those Mitchites. Oh, boy, Tom's putting the seat up for me. See, now I'm forced to relax. All right, I was on the edge of my seat, but now I'm going to relax here. So we want you to come down, 86 East University Parkway. Like I said, I want to see some of these Mitchites come out and high-five Mitch and give him a little bit of a hard time. And maybe ask him the same questions that some people have been asking us. What about this BYU football team that just fizzled out at the end of the year? I have some of those questions as well. First, we're going to get to Tom Curl. He's the owner of the warehouse. Tom, we say one major word when we come to your place of business, and that is
boom,
because it's always a big deal that you're going to get, and then you throw down the boom with it. What can we expect? If someone comes in tonight, what can they walk away with?
I'm going to do this in honor of Mitch and his ites.
The Mitch ites.
Thank you, Tom.
Push your right arm and touch that piece of furniture.
Oh, boy. He's making Mitch relax now, too.
That is made by Klausner. Double reclining sofa with a console,
right?
Two drink holders, place for your remotes. It's $1,099 at our competition,
right?
We're going to extend the Mitchites. Anybody who comes in and mentions Mitch
or Alex, why not?
Or KSL,
okay. What are you going to get?
Or boom. $399.
$399 for this we're sitting in right now?
This is the leather one. That is the bonded, polished microfiber made by Klausner.
Okay.
We'll talk about this one later today.
So, but that's
$399. You can't buy a Klausner recliner, let alone a sofa with double recliners and a console.
Okay. All right.
Boom.
So, boom. Come down. Get the first deal right here. We've got many more to talk about right now. We're going to come back. We've got more to go. 86 East University Parkway here in Orem. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about this Utah run that they're making. We're going to hear from Tom. Well, we'll hear from Tom. But Scott Mitchell, who's on the road in Santa Clara, I had a conversation with him, see how he's feeling about the Utes matching up and how he did flying with the band over to Santa Clara today. So stay with us. More to go. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio here live at the warehouse in Orem.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.